Gambia Red Cross launches crisis response project in Gwembe District. And in global news, multiple people killed after man drives car into Vancouver Festival. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. A 10-month-old baby has died after being trampled during a stampede at a youth mobilization event organized by the United Party for National Development, UPND, at Maramba Stadium in Livingston. According to a statement issued by Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Auxencio Daka, the incident occurred on Friday, the 25th of April, 2025, around 18 hours, following which police received a report of sudden and unnatural death from Victoria Musialuke, 23, of Burton Compound, the mother of the deceased child. Preliminary investigations revealed that Miss Musialuke had attended the event with her baby, with the child believed to have fallen from her back and was trampled on by the crowd after the situation reportedly turned chaotic as the event ended while attendees scrambled to collect party regalia. Ms. Musialuke, who admitted to being intoxicated at the time, said she did not immediately realize how her child had fallen, with unverified information suggesting that while she was stooping to pick up regalia, the baby slipped from her back and fell into the crowd. Police say an unidentified motorist rushed the injured baby to Maramba Clinic, but the child was pronounced dead shortly after arrival, with the body later transferred to Batoga Hospital Mortuary awaiting a post-mortem examination. Mr. Daka says the police have opened an inquiry file and launched investigations into the matter. Three pedestrians have died in separate road traffic accidents recorded across Lusaka yesterday. In Matero, 36-year-old Gabriel Kamela died on the spot after being hit by a foul truck driven by Dixon Shambosha, 33, of Garden House Compound near Matero Level 1 Hospital. On Great East Road, Chelston police reported a fatal hit and run around 21 hours involving an unidentified man believed to be aged between 25 and 30 years, whose body has been admitted to the UTH mortuary, while the driver fled the scene, prompting a police investigation. Meanwhile, along Kafir Road, 35-year-old Brian Piri was fatally struck opposite Castle Shopping Mall by Sianyengo Brian, 34, of Ibex Hill, Lusaka, who was driving a BMW. Police have urged motorists to exercise extreme caution and observe road safety regulations to prevent further loss of life. According to Zambia Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabiz, investigations into all three incidents are ongoing, while the deceased's bodies await post-mortem at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH.
Three people died in separate road traffic accidents that occurred in Lusaka on Saturday, April 26, 2025. In Matero, police recorded a fatal road traffic accident which occurred around 17:40 hours along Stimkur Road near Matero Level 1 Hospital. In another incident, Chelston Police Station recorded a hit-and-run fatal road traffic accident that occurred around 21 hours opposite Puma Filling Station along Great East Road. Meanwhile, Embas Police Post recorded another road traffic accident which occurred around 20 hours along Kafir Road opposite Castle Shopping Mall. At Zambia Police Service, we urge all motorists and other road users to prioritize safety by exercising the utmost caution on the roads.
The Zambia Red Cross Society has launched an acute crisis project in Gwembe District to support vulnerable families severely affected by droughts linked to climate change. Under the initiative, approximately 2,500 households across six wards will each receive 600 kwacha in cash assistance monthly for 3 months, aimed at helping families purchase food and meet basic needs. Speaking at the launch, Zambia Red Cross Society Social Welfare Board Member Deborah Walia says about 1,000 farmers have already benefited from the distribution of agricultural inputs, including 5 kilograms of cowpeas, 5 kilograms of maize seeds, a 50 kilogram bag of fertilizer, and 250 grams of okra seeds, among other supplies. Ms. Walia, speaking on behalf of the Zambia Red Cross Society National President Martin Ngonga, has also announced that around 30 lead farmers have been trained in climate smart agriculture to build long-term resilience against future droughts and are expected to share their knowledge with others in the communities. And Gwembe District Administrative Officer Fabian Havenzo welcomed the initiative, noting that it comes at a critical time when the district is grappling with severe hardships caused by the 2023-2024 El Nino-induced drought. Meanwhile, Gwembe Town Council Secretary Biggy Hawaja has called on the corporate sector to invest in Gwembe District, citing the area's rich but untapped natural resources, including coal, lithium, and fluorine, and fluoride. The Minister of Green Economy and Environment has paid tribute to the United Nations Democracy Fund, UNDEF, and the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, for their efforts in promoting environmental sustainability and climate advocacy in Zambia. Speaking during the opening of a national-level dialogue in Lusaka, Ministry Director of Environment, Godwin Gondwe, applauded the CEJ for implementing the strengthening civil society voices for climate advocacy in Zambia's project, supported by UNDF, which is being rolled out in Lusaka, Chirundu, Luangwa, Chongwe and Rufunsa districts. Mr. Gondwe has praised the initiative for empowering civil society organizations to champion climate action and sustainability efforts, further highlighting that the project has strengthened CSO capacity in key areas, including the National Adaptation Plan process and the implementation of Zambia's Nationally Determined Contributions, NDCs. He commended CEJ's approach to building community capacity through the active involvement of local organizations, traditional leaders, and civil society representatives, noting that participants are not only gaining knowledge, but emerging as leaders in driving locally grounded solutions. Meanwhile, CEJ Head of Research and Studies, Freeman Mubanga, has stressed the importance of coordinated and inclusive approaches to climate change adaptation, highlighting existing gaps in local engagement and coordination that hinder effective progress, especially at the subnational level. Mr. Mubanga has also called on all stakeholders to renew their commitment to building sustainable climate change and to strengthen partnerships between civil society and government across for collective impact. The National Road Fund Agency, NRFA, has reported localized congestion at the Shimabala toll gate along the Lusaka-Kafue route caused by increased traffic volumes during this long weekend. In a statement, the NRFA has acknowledged the delays experienced by motorists and expressed regret for any inconvenience caused. To alleviate the situation, the agency has encouraged drivers to use the electronic toll cards for faster processing at the toll gate. The NRFA has further said it remains committed to improving traffic flow and service delivery, with plans to reverse service lanes based on traffic conditions. This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and Wanze.
In global news, 9 people are known to have been killed and others injured after a man drove an SUV into a crowd at a festival, Vancouver police say. A food truck owner who was at the scene tells the BBC that the car went completely straight right through the crowd. Police say a 30-year-old man, a resident of the city, is in custody, adding that they are confident this is not an act of terrorism. We monitored the BBC for other global stories.
Police in Canada say a number of people have been killed and several more injured after a car ploughed into crowds attending a Filipino cultural event in Vancouver. Police arrested the 30-year-old driver at the scene. They're not treating the incident as an act of terrorism. The Iranian city of Bandar Abbas has announced 3 days of mourning after an explosion at its port killed at least 25 people. A large fire sparked by the blast is now said to be under control. Queues have formed outside the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore in Rome, where Pope Francis was buried on Saturday. The doors of his favourite church opened early this morning, and people are viewing his tomb.
to end the main news, another look at the headlines. 10-month-old baby killed in stampede during UPND youth event in Livingston. Zambia.